KCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today as our program takes maybe a little bit more personal approach to the COVID-19 as to how individuals are being impacted. You see, this coronavirus is impacting people across the nation and around the world. Some of the stories are real. Some of the stories are made up. For instance, Project Veritas just releasing a report in which they claim one of the major networks staged what they purport to be long lines waiting to be tested. Well, it's alleged extra people were added in the lines to make them look longer. Yes, there are claims that make fake media all the more evidence here in our seeing what they're putting some of their policies and their opinions into overdrive. Without question, there are many instances of media and government officials actually fanning the flames of fear. I mean, sheer fright to even open one's door. We've seen massive business closures, patients put off from medical treatment, procedures that were to be done, surgeries to be scheduled, all put by the wayside for now, churches which have been forbidden to meet, or as Matt Staver reported Monday, churches in Kansas City, Missouri told to gather the names, address, and phone numbers of people who entered their doors for greater than 10 minutes and be ready to turn those over to a government official. By the way, we received word from Liberty Counsel last night that since this matter went viral, that the Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas has now rescinded this from being mandatory, but is now voluntary. Some churches have been banned from singing. In another situation, wind instruments and harmonicas were deemed a threat. In states and communities all across the nation, liquor stores have more rights than churches. As Terrence Jeffrey pointed out in an opinion piece, saying in Virginia, 20 people can enter a store that sells beer and wine and rudely brush past one another in the narrow aisles. But if 16 people were to meet on an Easter Sunday in a church that seats 225, they would be criminals. In one of our listening areas, Gallup, New Mexico, we had the New Mexico governor block all roads leading into Gallup, unrest building in states across the country. And there's other effects as well. The Washington Post reported May 4th, 3 months into the coronavirus pandemic, the country is on the verge of another health crisis, with daily doses of death, isolation, and fear generating widespread psychological trauma. Federal agencies and experts are warning that a historic wave of mental health problems is approaching. Depression, substance abuse, post-traumatic stress disorder, and suicide. Folks, what a vivid reminder that we must keep our eyes on the Lord, to not be overcome by fear and panic. Jesus is the one who said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The scripture reminds us as well to casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And we could go on and on. But individuals all around the world and here across the United States indeed are being impacted. And this is where the personal nature is coming in for today's program. Today we'd like you to call in and just share how your life has been impacted by the coronavirus or how your life has been impacted by the response to the coronavirus. How has your life been impacted by the coronavirus or how has your life been impacted by the response to COVID-19. Our telephone number here to Crosstalk today, and I'm trusting that this will even serve as a time for people to be praying for one another in such times, because some of you have been impacted in some very severe ways. Some of you may have lost a family member due to COVID-19. Others of you have had surgeries that have been put off. We invite you to give us a call here today on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-729-9829, 1-800-729-9829. How has your life been impacted by the coronavirus? Or how has, let me get that number correct. Thank you. My producer here, it's 800-733-9829. I believe I gave out our main switchboard number. The correct number to call in is 800-733-9829. Just share, take a moment to share how your life has been impacted by the coronavirus or how the response to the coronavirus has impacted your life. We're seeing it take place all across the nation. Maybe you're the pastor of a church. Maybe you're one that is a medical professional who have been denied seeing patients, treating individuals. Maybe you're one that's to have had surgery which has been put off and would like to hear from you. Again, our number 800-733-9829. And I apologize for giving out the improper number here just a bit ago to our main switchboard. And maybe I need to say I'm sorry here to our switchboard operator as well. But we'll go to your calls here today on Crosstalk. We're going to begin in Oak Creek. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been impacted because my mother-in-law had cancer surgery that's been indefinitely delayed. And she was actually progressing pretty good, but because of this COVID fiasco, she's affected. My daughter also has a disease called acute plasmomyelitis, and her therapy was delayed because of this. So that affects her ability to recover. I just wanted to say one positive thing about this, though. I think if we're smart about this and we stay in prayer as Christians, we can turn this thing around. I mean, God can turn this thing around. God has had a history taking bad things and making them into good. I think we could probably take the economy, and this has brought to light the fact that we rely on other countries to make a lot of things that we can make here in the United States. Maybe this would actually turn our economy around. God is long history of doing that.
Amen. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your call. We've got Mary calling next from Salt Lake. Is that Wisconsin?
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Mary. I was just calling. We live in northern western Wisconsin, so we really basically don't have it.
Mary, talk right into the mouthpiece of your phone. We're losing you.
Okay. We live in northwestern Wisconsin, so we don't have a lot of cases. In the counties that we live near, there's maybe just one case in each county. So the COVID virus has not really affected us directly. But as I listen to the news and hear all the hardships and the loss, it makes me think that this is certainly a time for us to repent as a nation. Especially, I would relate it to the fact that we've aborted 60 million babies.
Yeah.
And I think God is using, asking us to use it as an opportunity to repent as a nation.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that so very much. And tomorrow our focus will be more in on the topic of National Day of Prayer, and that fits right into it. Thank you for your comments today. And taking your calls today on Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, how your life has been impacted here by COVID-19 or the response to COVID-19. Don is our next caller. Hi, Don. You're on the air.
Thank you. I guess for me, I'm 62 years old, so I got more behind me than in front of me. And so I'd already been kind of thinking about these things, but the COVID virus has kind of just made me see the frivolity and the foolishness of just hanging on so tightly to this world and this life, and it's caused me to spend more time in the Bible and to actually maybe grow a little bit. And I don't know, God is not worried about the COVID virus, and I'm just glad I have Jesus Christ as my Savior as I watch people in the greatest country this world has ever seen giving up their freedoms because of their lack of eternal vigilance.
Yeah.
We were warned that this would happen if the men in America did not hold the government in check. The government needs to be held in check. If it's not, this is the kind of stuff that's going to happen. And hopefully, you know, I love America. I hope that people kind of wake up and maybe take their freedoms back, but even more importantly, wouldn't it be great if just people would start getting saved all over the place and we have a revival as a result of this? That may be God's plan. That's what I'm hoping for.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate your call here today, Don. And you're right. There's a lot of self-evaluation that's going on, and for some individuals, it has caused them to get into the Word of God more. And for some ministries, they've been able to look at ways to expand outreach, and that's one of the things we did here at VCY America. As this was just getting underway and people confined to homes and so forth, we launched VCY Bible Institute, online Bible courses, free of charge for people to take Bible courses through men like Dr. Jimmy D. Young, Dr. Les Olala, Carl Kirby. We got courses there and more in the process of being developed. And we've got a number of people that have the number of individuals just soaring that are taking these free online courses at the VCY Bible Institute, vcybible.org. You can check it out, listeners, vcybible.org. But using this time as a look for ways of ministry and outreach that we did not have before. We're going next to Tom. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. The impact on my life has been, for the first time, I went to the Capitol in Madison, and I made a sign, and it said, had two words on it. It said, "Our Constitution." And I was really thrilled yesterday when this safe at home thing came before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, and the Chief Justice, Rebecca Bradley, declared that to be a tyranny when you can have some jobs essential and some not. You can travel to work and some people cannot. That this is tyranny, and that was encouraging to me to have a Chief Justice declare what I've been saying for weeks now. This is wrong. Mm-hmm. It violates our Constitution in Wisconsin.
Great. Well, thank you. And just a point of clarification, Rebecca Bradley is not the Chief Justice. She is a justice, but not the Chief Justice on the court.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sure. That would be Patience Rogasak, who is the Chief Justice. Okay. Thank you for the comments here, Tom. John is calling next. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Okay.
I had back surgery last July, and they put rods in my back, had a fusion done, and one of the rods were giving me issues, and I was waiting to go back in to have it removed, and actually I had the surgery this morning, finally.
Mm.
And it was like the government, they were more concerned about people, you know, keeping them dumbing down by having the liquor store and a pot shop staying open than somebody being healthy.
Yeah. So was your surgery postponed as a result?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, John, for your call. We're taking just testimonies from people, common people, all of us, you know, here all across the state, all of us common people, because we see the big news stories going on and this happening and that corporation, this and that. But what about us? And that's where we're giving you that opportunity, that forum today. And I trust that this is also going to burden our hearts to be praying for one another as we go through these issues. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, during Creation Week, what kinds of fish were created?
Chris, the Bible says God created each of the animals after their kind. It says on day 5 of Creation Week that the fish were the first truly living creature that he created. This was the first use of the term living. On day 3, it created plants, but these are never in Scripture referred to as living in the sense that they had blood or the breath of life. Plants are biologically alive, of course, but not living in the sense of having consciousness. On day 5, however, the Bible says that the oceans were literally teeming with life. Each basic type of fish was created at that point. Since that time, a lot of varieties, say of the cod or the bass or the sharks, have arisen, but no new basic kinds. God created all things after their kind, back in Genesis.
For more information, visit our website at icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and today asking how you are being impacted by coronavirus or the response to the coronavirus. Let's go to Debbie next in Zanesville, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I did lose my job over at the a good way is around about over the causeway, so I'm over to my mom and dad.
Debbie, we got a very bad signal. Talk right into the mouthpiece. We'll see if we get something better here from you. It's very distorted.
Okay. I lost my job over, but I spent more time with my mom and dad. And I'm in Psalm 55 and Psalm 46, like you said, and it's been helping me so much.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to let you go. We've got a bad connection there. Let's go to Gene in Michigan. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to refer to the masks. I know when I worked in a copper mine, well, I'm 77, my wife is 76, and we have the Lord as our Savior, and I know when I worked at the mine, you got to wear a respirator because there's, you know, dust in that. I said, I'll tell you what, sir, I can't really breathe too good in that. I said, so I got a hard time. I can't wear it. You have to wear it. But then when the boss would kind of defy it a little bit, I just pull it down, you know, I have the hanger on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
But I know since I have been wearing a respirator, my lung capacity has been better, but I had to wear it a little bit there, you know, at the mine. But anyway, I think that's really a hoax. I told a lot of them people in a store, they say, hey, where's your mask? I go in the store, I don't wear one. I said, I don't have one, because I don't have any. I think what happens, your immune system, you get so used to that mask, I've read up on that, and they say that what happens,
I tell you what, Gene, forgive me for interrupting you there, but we're taking testimonies on how people's lives are being impacted by it. And I know there's lots of other tangents we can go. I don't want to go that direction here today, but thanks for taking time to call. How has your life been impacted? Amanda in Zanesville, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, I just had a positive note on how it's kind of impacted our family in an odd way. I have an autistic son that started preschool 3 years ago, and it's been terrible for him. So we chose an alternative school that's now in the home. The first lady got fired right off the bat, and the second lady was supposed to come when the shutdown happened. So at this point, I don't have any trust in any school personnel or anyone working with my son. So I have to work with this lady over the phone with Zoom. And so far, she's been wonderful. I really think that she's just been the person that I've prayed for all these years, and God has just shown me that through this experience. And I feel terrible that it's been bad for everyone else and terrible experiences, but for us, it has really just helped me and reassuring me that this is finally the person that God, you know, answered my prayers with.
Thanks for sharing that, Amanda. Let's go to Thomas, calling from Ripon. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Can I make my call?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of throw a different spin on this because I went from IT work a couple years back to truck driving. And so I'm still driving. And just, my wife is at home. She is not that she has to be there, but that's where she is. So nothing has changed for us.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's really changed, traffic out here that doesn't exist, you know? So there could be some positive spins on this whole thing. Unfortunately, I feel people are probably going to have to get armed and almost dangerous to fight back this government with their overreach.
Well, and that's one of the things I know, for instance, you're calling from a state in which the Supreme Court just heard the issues yesterday, and we'll see what kind of decisions come forth from there. But so, Tom, you said no changes to your life. Thank you for your call. Mike in Somerset, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yeah, first I want to say what a great job you do, and I appreciate your program.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, the major impact on me has been more psychological than it has been financial. We're pretty fiscally conservative, so that's not an issue. But it has caused things to become crystal clear to me that we are definitely looking toward the end of time as we know it, with the fulfillment of the time of the Gentiles, the mark of the beast, and so on. I'm actually shocked as to how quickly it has occurred during my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the What has become crystal clear to me is how quickly Americans in general are willing to throw the rights that were fought for, to throw them away for a false sense of security and allow government to reach into their the most private parts of their lives that never should be.
Yeah.
So, you know, the psychological aspect of it is somewhat depressing in how quickly people throw the hard-fought freedoms that we have away. But yet at the same time, I rejoice in my heart as I look up because my redemption's drawing nigh. And
amen.
I'm so thrilled for that.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Holly is calling next in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say God bless you for your program and all the things that you guys, the information you bring to us is just transforming. And I just wanted to touch and say, guys, that this experience has strengthened my relationship with the Lord, and it's also provided me confirmation in my purpose. I work and live for God by helping people achieve optimal health through natural means, and sometimes that comes with uncovering some evil in the world that is exponentially affecting us, and I see the evil being exposed. You know, and people coming together to protect our civil liberties. And so, yeah, it's brought me a lot of strength, and I'm so thankful for people like you for sharing the truth and giving people the chance to come out like this on a phone call with Connected Nationally. That's great, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Holly. Let's go to Dave next. You're on the air, Dave.
Hi, Jim. The virus, the coronavirus, has affected my behavior biblically to be more sober, more vigilant, to have a daily routine. And you mentioned the suicide and all the other weird stuff going on, but to work, I'm fortunate to be working, spend time in the Word, and to be more discerning, because there's so many voices, and wrong voices make wrong choices. So when we know the Word, we can be like the Bereans, search the Scriptures, and know the truth.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave. Let's go to Pensacola. We have Jenny who is calling. Jenny, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hi. I just wanted first to let everybody know, you may have mentioned it, that it's National Nurse Day. And my prayers are out to all the families that are affected by it financially. And I haven't been affected per se, but I do notice that I go to the stores and everybody's more friendly and more understanding because it looks weird everybody wearing a mask. But I miss going to church. I miss all the regular scheduling, the things I used to do. But as far as regular, my regular day, you know, I hadn't affected it, but my heart goes out to everyone that is affected by it, whether they lost a loved one or financial woes. And I just want to, I'll keep praying. And I thank you for this time.
Thank you, Jenny. Next to Lewis. Hi, Lewis. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Hearing the title of scientist in geophysics, our Bible says how God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Everybody's attention now is like buying Bibles like they're hotcakes at a lumber mill, and all of the people are going to their psychic advisors. But this virus issue is obviously God made the animals and the insects before he made humans, and that's how God cleans up the earth, is by the animal scavenger and destroying, obviously, people and other forms of life. But this bacteria is like God says, if my people turn from their ways and hear my voice, I'll heal their land. And that's for the Christians to promote, to talk about Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost are all we can trust in, not the government, not the women's movement running the family courts, but only God we put our trust in.
Mm-hmm.
Teach people we are the salt of the earth to proclaim that Jesus set the captives free, that every day and every night for 12 hours just cry out to Jesus, like, help us to help this country.
Thank you, Lewis, for your call here today. Bob in Ohio, how has your life been impacted?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Vic. I know I have a hernia, and it was postponed, and it's a very discomforting where I have to actually push it back in, and they postponed me for another week or a week or so for surgery, and it's like you're on your own. But I know that Jesus says that greater is he that's within us that's in the world, and I'm relying on his healing and for the Christians to pray for me for the healing, because it's affecting the pain and the back. And I will say this, though, that the scripture that is very encouraging, it says that everything that's done in secret will be told to the mountaintops, and all the Christians will know someday where this originated and who the people were that were instrumental in doing this, and they'll have to answer to our Lord Jesus Christ personally at the throne of judgment, won't they?
Bob, thank you for your call. Let's go next to Conneaut, Ohio. Pat, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Thank you. There's an impact on people that don't realize. My husband is in charge of his cousin with dementia, and she's in a nursing home. Well, we've been 6 weeks without being able to see her, and she hardly knew us before. I mean, you know, she knew us, but that's, you know, dementia is one day it's good and one day it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine what she's gone through.
Yeah. Well, it just burdens our heart to be in more fervent prayer, doesn't it, Pat?
It is.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. God bless you, Pat. Thank you for the call.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nancy Jo in Brookfield, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. I just I have a small business that I run out of my home, and in the past month I've been calling all of my multiple clients personally one-on-one and thanking them, you know, for their faithfulness to the business that I have, but also asking them if they have any prayer requests. And one of the first prayer requests I received was from a family whose son had committed suicide because of the economic downturn. And that was March. We're just kind of starting with this. And I think we need to keep praying, you know, for the mental health of this country and the fact that we can hopefully get back to our normal activities of just working and having an income and being there to support each other. So in prayer and also financially. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy Jo.
God bless you, dear.
Bye-bye.
I know.
Next to Ohio, Blanche, you're on the air.
Yes, the way it's affected me is I've done more praying, fasting, and witnessing than I've done in a long time. Because somebody will call, when they call, and they say, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm listening to the radio. I listen to King Kings all the time. And so I tell them I'm listening to radio. I listen about Jesus. And it affected me that way because I have not been good at that for, you know, I've done a lot of it lately in the last few years, but now I've done it every time I answer that phone. What are you doing? I'm listening to the King Kings radio. I'm listening about Jesus and talking about that to them. And another thing, those hornets and the coronavirus.
Yeah, and tell you what, we don't want to get into the hornets at this point. Another story. We're up against a break, but thank you, Blanche, for the call. Seeking how, learning how your life has been impacted by the coronavirus. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk. James 4:14 poses this thought, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, but I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values. While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed His blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in Him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. certainly using this time to expand ministry and outreach. I shared a bit ago about VCYBible.org, this VCY Bible Institute that we've started with different Bible teachers and courses that can be taken. But another ministry that we started this year was our 2020 outreach here through our VCY America stations, sending out gospel tracts to individuals to share and invitation to listen cards to share about one of the VCY stations. Other stations who pick up this program, non-owned by VCY, or, you know, have other efforts going on as well. And one of the tracts, or the tract that we sent out for this current month, one that was written, is called A Greater Danger Than COVID-19, An Effective Cure Available to All. We've had just a number of people contact our bookstore getting quantities of that track because it deals with the sin pandemic that's a greater danger than COVID-19 and talks about the effective cure being available through Jesus Christ. But a number of folk have reached out to our bookstore to get quantities of that track to get it in the hands of people in such a time. Let's go to Spencer, Tennessee. We have Mertis calling in, and you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I had a chipped tooth in March. A dentist allowed me to meet with him, and all he could do was file the rough edges.
Hmm.
Well, this didn't help. So the dentist allowed me to come to the office and have a temporary crown put on. That was in April. They gave me a May 1st appointment, but they canceled that, and I have another appointment scheduled for May 26th.
Wow.
They couldn't guarantee this date, so we'll see what happens. Thankfully, the temporary crown is working.
Hmm.
Looking forward to May 26th,
yes.
But not totally sure it will come to pass.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for sharing. So many dental treatments have been put off, so many medical appointments. Excuse me, screenings and so forth. We've got Monica in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm directly impacted. My 63-year-old brother is in a nursing facility in Mississippi, but thank God it's only 40 miles from my house.
Mm.
Anyway, he's been in there since last August, and the lockdown has really affected me in all ways, but Jesus has affected me more.
Mm.
Because I pray at least 25 times a day for him.
Yeah.
And the other residents or patients in the facility, in prayer, has really helped me get through this. He's my younger brother. So I had lost a, he had a stroke, and I my older sister, we lost her to a stroke, and she was only 68 when she passed.
Mm.
So this is really hitting me hard.
Yeah,
but
indeed.
Like I say, everyone out there needs to
cast your burden. Yeah, again, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. And certainly, we can draw nigh to God; He will draw nigh to us.
Very true.
Thank you, Monica.
And I thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. And let's be praying for Monica and the situation she is going through. Maxine is next in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Jim. How I've been impacted is the Lord has shown me that I needed to reach out more to our shut-ins and our elderly. And so I've been making phone calls and sending notes and doing errands when I can. And it was like the Lord said, you should have been doing this all along.
Yeah.
And so and again, without your station, we would not know half the truth of the coronavirus. And I struggle with respecting authority and yet putting God first. And, you know, are we trusting Him? And we have a dear sister in the Lord who's turning 100.
Mm.
Yes, in the assisted living, and we're not able to go see her, and she's very bright and cheerful, and so it hurts to be separated from our good friends.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
But, yes. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Maxine. Bye-bye now. David in Mobile, Alabama, you're on the air. Hello, David.
Yes. Yes. I called in. I was told in November that I had lung cancer, and they couldn't do the test here, the autopsies here because it was called an elective surgery.
Oh, my.
And so I wound up going to the Cancer Treatment Center in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
which is a four-hour drive. And they were able to do the biopsy there.
Yeah.
But the thing that really bothers me, there's some called elective surgeries that I know that you and I would not call elective surgeries.
Right. Yeah, elective
abortions.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not surgery, it's murder. And it's certainly wrong. Thank you, David, for sharing that here today. Kevin in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, Jim. You know, on April 22nd of this year, I came down with one of the symptoms of the COVID-19 virus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in the quarantine for a couple of days until I received the results. And, of course, the results came back negative. Well, this made me realize how serious this disease is. And you can be a carrier. You can be a carrier without knowing it. And so I'm going to suggest that everybody keep safe because you don't know if you're going to be a carrier or not. And plus, God is in control.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for your call here today. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Upper Michigan. We have Jan calling. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. I was... well, at first, when the church closed, it really bothered me because I thought, oh, what about that? You're not to forsake the gathering of yourself together and so much more as you see the day draw near. And yet I was talking to my daughter about it, and she, her and her husband, they really climbing the corporate ladder. Okay, what can I say? He's vice president of a major company. Anyway, they fly to China and London and everything. She said, Mom, now we're all working from home, and you don't know how wonderful it is to be a family again. Mm. So there's flip sides. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. God is blessing.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate your sharing that.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Having you share today how COVID-19 is impacting you, either the virus itself or the response to the virus, taking your calls here, 800-733-9829. Corey in Prosser, Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Brother Jim, just again, thank you so much for this opportunity for all of us to call in. Just on the negative at first is being out of work for an almost full 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That was rough. Again, trying to feed 7 miles, it's a heavy task, especially boys and a couple girls, and it's a blessing. And it was rough, not being able to work, but our state allowed some of the construction to get going again, only the stuff permitted before the shutdown. So it gave us a little bit of income. And, obviously not being able to get together with church family has been very hard. And, but the good things is, you know, I've got to see a cousin get saved. I get to see my other cousin. He's going to come over with his fiance this Saturday, praying that time will be great. And then we've gotten together with my in-laws and my mom and been having church services on Sundays at our house and just been a good time around there. And to see my family a little bit more has been a huge blessing in this time. And those, I want to work and provide for my family. We're trusting God that, you know, he'll give us what we need. And at the same time, we'll just stand our ground and do what we know is right.
Mm. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate your call today.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. Rosie in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me it's been impacted because I have a brother and he's over 60. And during this time, his wife just all of a sudden got sick. She was admitted into the hospital, and then the COVID thing just really came out, and basically they just kind of like sent her home and said, you know, she'll just go home under hospice, not even having a full diagnosis. And then I worry about my cousin who's in Puerto Rico, and they have martial law out there.
Hmm. Wow.
And so that's how it's impacted me.
Very heavy heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Rosie.
God is good.
Amen. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Joe in New Mexico. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to comment how it's affected me.
it has made me more aware of the time and place that we're actually living in, and how it's corresponding to scripture, like one of the earlier callers mentioned, and just really making us realize, making me realize that the things are just winding down according to scripture. I just didn't realize they were going to be this quick, but it's at the door, you know. I mean, economic wise and every other which way. So it's really a eye opener, and really as Christians, realizing that we are at that point in time right now, and there's basically no other solution but what scripture says, to draw close to God, because it's at that time, and I didn't realize it was that close already.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. And I know with the program that we did back on April 15th with Gary Ka on COVID-19, a global conditioning, where he was just laying out so many things that have happened. I mean, you consider what has transpired within the last 90 days, and it's mind-boggling what has taken place. It is going very, very quickly. And Gary sewed so many pieces together in that interview that we did on Crosstalk. And appreciate your call here today. And would also just like to make mention, listeners, we have that on our website to go back and listen to it. It's called COVID-19, A Global Conditioning. Really an eye-opener. Matilda is calling next from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Hi, Matilda.
Hi. I'm 84 years old, homebound, and at times I just feel very depressed because I'm a going person. And I have a lot of problems with my legs. And I miss so very much not going to church. I was brought up very Catholic since I was a child down in Texas. But I still pray the rosary in the morning and afternoon up and down my block. And sometimes I show out the rosary that I'm praying. People say thank you. And I'm always praying for the whole world and everyone in it. And I listen to your program every day, and I try to get people to listen to your program. I do have a good friend that listens to it, and she's look forward to it at 2:00. And thank you for all you do. It's a beautiful program you have.
Thank you, Matilda. I appreciate that. And I've got some good news for you, and that is you can go, a person who knows Christ the Savior can go directly to Jesus Christ. We have direct access to Him to God the Father in prayer through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is that mediator between God and man, and how grateful we are for that, to go directly to God the Father through the Son directly. Thank you. Let's go next to David calling in from West Union, Ohio. You're on the air, David.
Yes. About this call about Mike thing, I think it's a Democrat thing. I hate saying stuff like that, but I think it's true.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. Let's go to Theron in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on the air.
Yes. This is the time when I think that we all realize that we need the Trinity, and it's brought my family closer to God. And it's a terrible way to have to do it. But I think sometimes that God needs something to remind us that we are not perfect. We need Him.
Yeah. For without me, he said, ye can do nothing. Thank you, Theron, for your call here today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to more of your calls, having you respond. How has COVID-19 impacted you? How has it impacted you, or the response to COVID-19? How is that response impacting you? We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. The globalists cannot let a good crisis go to waste. They also are committed to the long-term goals and objectives of their worldview. Remember the Club of Rome? Well, in 1972, they put out a book, 1972, called The Limits to Growth. It was based on an MIT model, and it was about population control. Well, guess what they did last year, 2019? They released a book called Planetary Emergency Plan. Wow. September 2019, they put out a book called Planetary Emergency Plan. Yep. And it was all about the green agenda and population control. And they talked about 2020 being the year of the super year, quote, super year of 2020, and that it would be 12 critical months for the people, nature, and climate. How did they know this? Many of these groups had their plans ready to go. That's why they're responding to the pandemic as they are.
Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to be focusing in on National Day of Prayer, and on Friday, it's not going to be a news roundup this week. We're going to be having a special tribute to mothers for Mother's Day. Trust you'll be able to participate in that broadcast. We're going next to Robert in Glendale, Wisconsin. Robert, how has COVID-19 impacted you?
Saying it's done, Brother Jim, is it's, you know, as much as we have the ability to communicate via phone and computers, it has cut off the personal contact of the body of Christ in my life. But on the other hand, it's opened up an avenue for people to receive the gospel. But I would rather never sacrifice the fellowship of my brothers and sisters in the Lord to do anything. We are to edify one another first. Jesus died for the church, okay? He gave his life for the church, according to Colossians. And that is the main thing that is impacted. But in my view of, it seems many of the pastors, they seem to have taken almost a, almost kind of like a fearful approach to this. And Dr. David Stevens was on not long ago, and he quoted a verse out of Proverbs, and it's just stuck with me. And if I may, I'd like to read that.
Sure.
It's Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, and it says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe."
Yeah.
The main thing, everybody from the pastor through the flock, through the congregation, needs to be doing is trusting in God's word in the Lord Jesus Christ right now.
Amen.
Not man. Because man, all he does is lie to us. Right?
Thank you, Robert. Good thoughts today. We appreciate
it. Love you, brother.
Bye-bye now. And let's go to Sharon in Garden Grove, California. You're on the air, Sharon.
Hello, good afternoon. This event has caused me initially to go through periods of fear and anxiety and stress, and it was pretty bad. And then it dawned on me as I was talking to a friend that because I was rushing around trying to what I call prepare for what I might need, I was so busy rushing around that I hadn't been spending time with the Lord in the morning, and it hadn't dawned on me before then. And so now I'm back to spending time with the Lord as I should be. And that friend that I was sharing that I talked with about this, now she and I pray every week together. And like one of the other callers was saying, this is something that I should have been doing long before.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also seen how the Lord is just ministering to me in such special ways. Like last night I was kind of stressed and I was awake off and on, and then the song came to my mind, and I began to sing it, "I Will Arise and Go to Jesus." And so I sang it during my time with the Lord this morning. And then later on in the morning when I was listening to a broadcast, I heard that song being played. So it's just the little things that the Lord does evidences how much he loves us and how much he knows us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sharon. We have Wendy in Viroqua. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say something positive. I have something called severe mast cell activation syndrome. So I have to wear a mask all the time before this and after this. It's much more sick than what other people have to wear. And I just am gracious because my mother, who's lost, she had a softened heart from a different city and called me and mentioned how I just praise God because she said, I'm getting a little taste of what you have to go through.
Oh, yeah.
He can use this in all different ways. And I think of Haman and Esther. God can use any bad intentions for good. And I always like to think how I live in low-income disability housing. It's quite large. And this is a time, because I'm in Wisconsin, where we have extra lockdown time. And I have write literature with faith in Jesus alone, Christ alone, and you're able to leave that with people, and they can now sit and possibly read this where they may not have before. And even if we're not having contact, we can mail these to people in the mail.
Yeah.
God opens up avenues. So I just wanted to call and just say that we're just that little moment. It obviously affects me in different ways, but I just wanted to share that lovely moment. God's using us in ways we can't comprehend.
Thank you, Wendy. And listening friends, use this time. Lord, open up doors. Help me to be understanding of ways I can have outreach and ministry in such a time. Diane in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes. It's impacted me with being older, retired, that we've had to reschedule doctor's appointments that weren't absolutely necessary to later because they didn't want the older people to be out without masks. And at first, we couldn't find masks. And then we finally did find them, and we've got, you know, appointments. But the main impact, I guess, was two adult children that were laid off that came home for a while. One's just gotten back to work this week, and the other one is still here with us, you know, helping us and trying to be our legs and feet and go out and get things, but also because, you know, they're not working themselves.
Yeah.
But have been also impacted because people have passed that we would have liked to have gone to a visitation or a funeral, mm-hmm. and they didn't have visitation or funeral, just had graveside.
Yeah.
Or in one case, they didn't even state what they did, you know. And that's been sad and hard when you know, couldn't
sure.
greet or give your sympathies to people that
right.
you know that's lost family members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very difficult. I've got to run due to time. Thank you, Diane, for your call. Got to squeeze in Gary in Ironwood, Michigan. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just listened to everything that's happening. We live close to the Wisconsin border on Highway 2, and everything is pretty much shut down, except the logging trucks and deliveries to Walmart, Super One, stuff like that. And there's a lot of people out of work, and this is a very poor place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, compared to Milwaukee, it's very poor. But I'm retired, and I don't have to worry about that right now. But
Yeah, much impact through the economy. I'd like to hear more, Gary. We are completely out of time, and we apologize to others as well who have been seeking to get in on the broadcast. We've just frankly run out of time. But one thing that this does remind us is to be praying for one another, certainly to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, and also be praying for God to open our eyes to opportunities we have to share the good news with others. Thanks for stopping by for our program today. You've been listening to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.